Hey guys, this is Justin Van Patten
and Stormy Van Patten, and this is the Van Patten Perspective, talking about all things relationships, life, and a whole lot of Jesus.
We love talking about our family and our businesses and just what God's doing in our life, and we can't wait to share all about it. Hey everybody, Justin Van Patten.
And Stormy Van Patten.
And, you know, we're just coming off an awesome evening with Furnish Hope. We were at the Volunteer Appreciation Dinner this evening and got to hear so many incredible stories of houses that they've furnished. If you guys aren't familiar, Furnish Hope is a local nonprofit here in Bend that provides furnishment of houses of people who are coming out of recovery, who are graduating programs like that, and also for people who are coming out of domestic abuse situations, any number of situations where you'd be basically getting a house and you just don't have things to furnish your household. So what they do is they come through with beds and pretty much everything you would put inside of your house that as soon as you have a house, you need to fill it with. And they do that with the love of Christ and just such a love for their community. And we're so blessed to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's been really awesome. They furnish over 15 houses a week. And so hundreds of families a year. And you know, they're just one of many nonprofits that we have had the privilege of partnering with over the years to just be the hands and feet and to see the impact that they're making. So, yeah, we're really excited to dive into this conversation today. I feel like it's been a hard lesson we've had to learn over the years.
And just to start us off, as we were sitting there this evening, you know, listening to all the speakers, from the warehouse manager to the storefront manager to volunteer coordinator, to even the stories of the families that have received, you know, furnishments. I just heard a theme consistently throughout the night, and it was, thank you so much for saying yes. And I was just... it just made me smile, because coming into this new year, Stormy and I's number one vision and goal for this year was saying no to the wrong things so that we could say yes to all the right things. Because as a chronic people pleaser and somebody who is constantly... saying yes to everybody, I find myself just saying yes to everybody all the time. And I put myself in situations where I can't do anything well because I'm doing everything for everybody.
You do everything for everybody and you do everything really well. But you are the guy that everybody seems to call when they need any sort of project done or extra hands or muscles or encouragement or a driver or a painter or a builder, and you're amazing at all of those things, but you definitely are the go-to guy of many of those places. So one of our biggest things that we love to do is to really serve our community. We love to partner because we've been blessed by many of these nonprofits. Like it came out of a need, like when we started serving at the local food bank, because we used their services. Like,
right,
we needed food boxes. The girls were little. We weren't working, like, had different streams of income that weren't really providing the money that we needed, and it just became a need that we needed. We had more month at the end of the money, and now, I mean, you just came off of serving from 6 years there, and we've had lots of opportunities over the years to become partners with these places.
And we love it. We love serving the community, like you said. In the last, you know, 7 years, we've been involved in so many different nonprofits. You know, I feel like we were totally unaware of so many nonprofits that were doing amazing work in our community, and the work that they did and how integral they were for supporting people in need. And throughout the years, we've just become more and more aware of the impact that they have on the people around us and how great the need is, from, like you had mentioned, the Giving Plate, where we were, you know, friends with, you know, Debbie and Gary, who were the founders, and then, of course, Renee, who took on being the executive director there. So we were really familiar with that one specifically, and we're blessed to join their team and be a part of that for the last 6 years. But even so many others, like the Pregnancy Resource Center that you just got done serving as the operations director, where it was such a full circle thing for us when you were offered that opportunity, because when we were pregnant with Araya, we used their services as well, mm-hmm. where they had, you know, the Learn to Earn program where we could watch videos on how to be a decent parent. And and then you got like baby clothes and diapers and stuff like that, where now so many years later, you were the one that was able to bless other people with that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so often we have such a heart for our community and for the people around us, and we just know the need.
Right.
That anytime there's somebody who needs something, we want to say yes to everybody.
Right.
And I end up saying yes to every possible thing I can, you know, and I often use the justification of, you know, like Jesus says, you know, like the person who tries to save their life will lose it, and the person who loses their life for my sake will gain it. And it's like, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out the best way to lose my life.
Give it all away.
I just want to give it all away. And I'm just trying to figure out the best way to do that. But like we mentioned, you know, if you say yes to too many things, you just spread yourself too thin.
Right.
And it just ends up taking over so much of the calendar, so much of your schedule. And coming into this year, coming off of serving on the board for so long, and you coming off of your job over at the Pregnancy Resource Center, and just focusing back on our family and on the girls and what's God got for us now, what's the next chapter in our life, how do we focus our energy and talents on the next thing, we just kind of decided, like, this is a season of saying no, not necessarily because we don't want to, because we definitely do, but saying no to the wrong things and being prayerful about it so that we can say yes to all the right things that present themselves. Mm-hmm. And a prime example that came to my mind when I thought about that was almost immediately after we decided that was the theme of the year and our goal, we were presented with the opportunity of leading a rooted group, mm-hmm. at church, a mm-hmm. discipleship group of what ended up to be a group of 12 people, including the two of us. But had we said yes to a couple other things that we were presented with,
that we also wanted to do and that were also great things,
mm-hmm. we wouldn't have had the time, availability, or even opportunity to say yes to that. So it was just further confirmation of, like, this was where we were supposed to be.
Yeah, definitely. And it's interesting because even with the rooted group on Tuesday nights, like, I feel like it really worked out because our girls had, you know, a sports commitment every Tuesday night. And so that was helpful because they were able to be somewhere while we were somewhere. Like, and I think that's been a big learning thing that we have cultivated over the last couple of years, is when we serve or we're mindful of, like, where we're serving, we serve as a family now. Our girls are at that age where we can serve together, and we want to include them and bring them into it.
Mm-hmm.
You do prison ministry once a month.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that and a couple other things, there's been opportunities presented where you could do that several times a month.
Yeah.
Or serve at other places several times a month. We'll get, you know, asked at different places, hey, can you help with this and this and this? And it's just saying, no, I'm so sorry, but we can commit to that once a month or once a quarter, so that we are keeping the main thing the main thing, and mm-hmm. keeping our priority serving at church, which is something we really, you know, that is something we really value, and we do make a commitment. Like, that is a yes. That is a yes on our calendar. That is a right thing for our family, because we serve all at the same time. It's something, you know, we do a couple times a month that we plan around our month, and, like, we love that. But we also really value our family time, and our family time is, like, our number one priority, you know, trying to cultivate that time. And so I think that is a good message of, like, say yes to your family. Right. Say yes to your marriage. Say yes to yourself. Are you carving out the time to go work out or to have prayer time for yourself or your own quiet time in the morning? Like, say yes to your own mental health. Mm. Are you carving out counseling, or are you carving out time to go gossip with a girlfriend? Like, you know, and that is so important, is to say yes to those right things instead of filling your time constantly with the wrong things. And I think that that really leads to the same, you know, mere idea of, like, when people are trying to find God almost, they are saying yes to all the wrong things, looking for the right thing. And I think, you know, that it's just getting in the habit of having the right eyes and ears to hear and see the plan that God has for you.
Right. Yeah, that's such a good perspective. You know, just such a good, like, view of it. Is, like, so often in our past, we'd say yes to so many things that we thought were of God,
or, you know, value.
That we thought were spiritual, you know, that it's like, in hindsight, it's like, yeah, that's not really, it's not really in alignment, you know? So yeah, we were not necessarily saying yes to the right things, you know, but yeah, like, taking the time to really, you know, it's like taking every thought captive. It's like taking every opportunity captive before you just say yes to it. Like, really thinking about, like, is this where I should be spending my time? Like, yeah, I would love to do everything for everybody. I would love to do all of the things, but we can only do so many things. Like, even this weekend, you know, like, there was an opportunity to go serve at the prison, and it's like, I don't know. I would love to go, but I'm going, like, next weekend already, and we didn't necessarily have plans this weekend, but, you know, it's Sunshine's birthday this weekend, and it's like, you know, I would much rather just do family this weekend. And with saying no to that, you know, being at chapel on Wednesdays, which I've said yes to that, like, all year since I couldn't, when I had a full-time job, you know, like, I wasn't able to go. Even when the girls were, like, leading that or hosting that, ever since I've had the availability, I go to that. And then while I'm sitting there, right, head administrator comes over and he's like, hey, what are you doing on Friday? I was like, I don't know, wait, what do you got going on? You want to come make pancakes with me for all the staff? And it's like, yeah, I do.
Because you had the capacity for that, and that's something that means a lot to you, to where you wanted to say yes.
Like, yeah. Well, and I've been taking off Fridays almost all year, right, so that I could do electives for the school. So I've been driving the girls in one elective or another the entire school year.
Right.
And a ton of their classmates, which has been a blast, but we just wrapped that up last week. So as of right now, Fridays are just kind of fairly open, super flexible. So when he's like, hey, you want to make pancakes for the staff? And it's like, yeah, totally. I would love to serve our teachers and show them that they're loved. And then he's like, oh, we got a devotional. You want to share a word? And it's like, yes, of course. Yeah. He's like, do you have a word? And I was like, I will by Friday, for sure. I'll pray about what God wants me to say to your staff, and I'll totally have something for them, I'm sure. And just being willing, you know, like we've just felt so called into just ministry and just loving on people and speaking life over them, that like any opportunity I get within bounds, right, within certain bounds, I'll totally say yes to, even if it's outside of my comfort zone, which most of the time it is, because who's comfortable just speaking in front of people all the time? Just, oh yeah, I'm not a pastor, but I'll come up with a word for your whole staff for sure. Let's go.
And like, you did awesome.
And then he ended up like texting me yesterday, like, ooh, I have something I wanted to share with the staff instead. But if you would pray for us, we would love that. And it's mm-hmm. like, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
Let's go. You know, so that's what it ended up being. It's just making pancakes, and then we all got to worship together, and then I got to pray for everybody before I left, and you guys had your whole staff thing. But just saying yes to the opportunities that God puts in front of us that are in line with what we feel our calling is, you know, like, even if it is outside of our comfort zone, just being in tune just seems so... Like, and the more we figure out where he's leading us, the easier it is to be prayerful in the moment,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just like, is this what you want me to do? Yeah, sure. Let's go.
Yeah. I also think this whole concept of saying no to the wrong thing so you can say yes to the right thing can be applied in so many different areas that we have been intentional of over the years, like saying no to the wrong people. No to the wrong friends. No to the wrong foods. No to alcohol in seasons.
Right.
To say yes to your growth and community. To say yes to, you know, iron sharpens iron type of mentality of, like, who do you want to be like?
Mm.
And who are you surrounding yourself with, you know, that represents you mm-hmm. in a way? It's like that, who are the five people you surround yourself with? Like, you are the average of those people,
right?
So they say. But it's like we've had to go through many seasons where it was really hard to say no to these comfort friends or people that we just knew, but there was a point where we had to say no so that we could say yes to other friends that were, you know, bringing us up into a way that we called up and called out
mm-hmm.
into, you know, better mentalities and helping us with our mindset, or just helping us not always talk negatively or even like slander, like cussing and like you know, there was seasons where we had friends that was just like, you get with those people and you just end up matching their energy or matching their tone, and it's hard to get out of that sometimes. So we've had to go through a lot of those seasons of just saying no to whatever the topic is,
mm-hmm.
to say yes to better, say yes to ourselves.
Yeah. Well, and it's not to say that we say no to being friends with people.
Right.
But because, like, I'm constantly led back to, like, oh, well, Jesus had dinner. Like, he ate with, like, sinners and tax collectors and all that. And it's like, yeah, so you don't necessarily stop hanging out with these people because they're not in alignment with where you're trying to go, but it also doesn't mean that they need to be your constant barometer of where you're trying to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yeah, you definitely want to be with people and try to bring them up. And if they're living a life that is not serving them, like, into eternity, for sure you want to try to bring them out of it. And love on them through that. But at the same time, we definitely want to, like you said, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Like, these are the people you want to, like, rub off on you. Iron does sharpen iron.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you hang out with people who are reaching for goals, who are striving for more, who are trying to better themselves and their community, the better you're going to be long term. And yeah, saying no to the wrong things so you can say yes to the better you. Like, you'd mentioned alcohol, and it's like, so often I love the idea of a cocktail,
mm-hmm.
or I love the idea of a beer, and then I'm like, man, I worked out so hard this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I go and drink this beer right now, I am negating everything I did today.
Yeah, what was even the point?
Right. Or if I drink two beers, oh man, I'm putting myself 2 days behind probably. Like just the amount of calories in one of those things. And it's like when you're like hanging out with somebody and you're like having a beer together, it's one thing. But just like sitting there by yourself or like just the two of us where it's like, you want a glass of wine? I don't know. Like I love the idea of a glass of wine. I love the idea of it. But like just thinking about it is almost enough that I don't even need it. Mm-hmm. That, well, I didn't need it to begin with, but it's like, nah, yeah, it was fun to think about, but I'm good. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, even that is saying yes to your health.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a good way that we have done this too, like with the people, is like, we're always like pouring into somebody, running with someone, which is usually each other together. Mm-hmm. And then while we're striving for more, but also we have mentors that have already been where we want to go. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's always like helping somebody, running the race with accountability, which you and I are awesome at that together. And then we both have really amazing people in our life that speak over us. And I just love that. And I think one of the big ways we've been able to help have discipline over this and just the art of saying no is our goals. Like, what are our goals in the month? Like, we set goals every single month, and then those are our priorities, whether they're the goals of making sure we're dating each other, the goal of making sure that we are spending one-on-one intentional time with our girls,
right,
making sure that we have those serving times in that are so important to us, like serving at church, and, you know, or, and then we usually rotate like months of whether we're at the Giving Plate or Furnish Hope or wherever it is, and you make it a really solid routine, and at the prison or serving at men, like men's group or women's ministry, whatever it looks like.
Right.
But like, put those on the schedule first, and then anything else, if you don't have room to breathe, if you don't have room for those workouts. But like, we both have workout goals, like, okay, we're carving that in, we're saying yes to ourselves so that we can say no to that beer or that glass of wine, because we said yes to our workout. We're saying yes to date nights, you know, and we're saying no to like maybe a extra fun friend night. Like, there's lots of times where that would be, that's convenient, is like using that time, but you have to choose.
I love hanging out with our friends.
Same. I do too.
But if it means hanging out with our friends and not getting a date that week, it's like, oh, that's an obvious choice.
Right.
You know?
So I hope this helps somebody out there. We would love your feedback. I'm really excited to just keep growing and moving forward and still learning this art of saying no. There was a definite season where it felt like a guilty thing, like, oh man, I have no, if I'm not helping doing something, then I have no purpose, or like, if I can't be a part of something, then I'm useless because I'm saying no. And then I'd be so stretched thin that I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm so exhausted from all this, where now we actually get life and get energy from the things that we're saying yes to, because we're not overextending ourselves.
Right. Well, and there was definitely a bit of like FOMO, right? Like that fear of missing out, where it's like, I don't, if I say no to this, then all my friends are going to be there. Mm-hmm. And they're all going to, and then I'll hear about it.
And then they're never going to ask us again.
And then I missed out on this whole experience. And then it's like, well, is it in alignment with my goals this month? Mm-hmm. Like, there's always more opportunities to serve. Mm-hmm. There's always ways to your talent. Everybody's always looking for people to do things. Like, you're never going to run out of opportunities to volunteer.
Right.
Like, ever. But, yeah, it's like setting that time and scheduling those things in. That's such a good word, for sure. Like, making those things priorities, you know. How often do you talk to somebody and you're like, oh, do you guys do date nights? And it's like, oh, you know, after we get all these things on the schedule, there's just not room. And it's like, oh no, you have to put those things in the schedule. Like, when you're scheduling things, like, obviously work is there, but when you start filling in those holes, like, start with your most important things.
Yes.
You know, time with our kids. That's like up there. Time with each other. That's up there. Like, working out. It's up there for me, but I don't ever want to take away time with you guys to do it. So I go at 5:30 in the morning. So I say no to sleep. So I could say yes to working out. Where so many people, they're like, oh, if you have to pick workout or sleep, pick sleep. And it's like, no, because if I pick sleep, I'm not going to work out. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen. So,
yeah.
So that's such a good word of totally schedule those things that are the most important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Get them on the schedule, plug them in. If it's that important, find a spot for it. If you can't find a spot for it, it's either not that important, or there's something less important that found its way onto your schedule that you need to replace.
Right. When you were describing that just now, it just reminded me of, like, this crazy formula that you put together and you put it in to the dish. What comes out of that? Like, what does your life equate to when you put everything together? What is the result on the other side of your habits from that kind of thing? Right. Is it more energy? Is it more time? Is it more flexibility? Is it all the things that become better and pushing you forward in life?
Right.
I mean, if you did the opposite of that and put your formula into the dish, is it going to overflow with more stress, less sleep, worse health, like, you know, better, worse marriage, worse relationship with your kids? So just be aware, April is around the corner, a new month is around the corner. Write down your goals, write down your, you know, your habits that maybe you want to work on. Maybe it's trying to quit smoking cigarettes. You could go on a walk every day. Maybe it's saving money. Maybe that's your goal. Like, say no to eating out so that you can have an extra budget for vacation. Like, there's so many things that you could plug this idea into.
Yeah.
So,
well, and saying no to, you know, doing this on your own. Saying, like you said, like, mentors is so, like, so key. Like, pouring out, being poured into. Like, I talk to so many friends that, like, don't have a mentor at all and are just kind of doing all this on their own. They do it solo, and I'm like, how are you doing? They're like, yeah, I'm kind of isolated, and it's not the best. You know, like, I'm kind of struggling. And it's like, well, what's your support system look like?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who are you doing this with? Do you have a mentor that's, like, kind of leading you? Do you have, you know, I always tell friends that, like Paul's a great example, right? He had, you know, Gamaliel, the old man, old sage that he could look to for guidance. He had Luke, who was a little bit behind him, but, you know, like, he was kind of a brother in Christ. And then he had, you know, Timothy, who was pretty much like his adopted son, who he's like, you can do this, man. And it's like, I feel like everybody should have that.
Yeah.
Everybody should have that, like, person well ahead of you that's been there. And he's like, no, I've been here before. You got that person that's right alongside you that's like, we can do this together. And then you got that guy that you're pulling along behind you who you're like, no, I got you too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a good reminder of, like, regardless of how we're doing this, if you're trying to do it alone, it very well might be a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how disciplined you are in your schedule, no matter how good you are at saying no to the wrong things, saying yes to the right things, like, if you're doing it by yourself, I would say yes to community if you don't have it.
So good.
Put yourself out there in ways that might not feel comfortable.
You'll be blessed by it, for sure.
Like, I was hanging out with somebody the other night, and we were sitting there, and I was like, man, thank you so much for coming out tonight. And he's like, oh, yeah, for sure. Why would? And I was like, it's always easier to say no.
Mm-hmm.
No is so easy.
When it comes to yourself.
Yes is so much harder. Like, it's easier to say no to every day of the week to doing things because that means you're just sitting home. But you would have just been sitting home tonight. And we wouldn't have got to hang out. We wouldn't have been able to do this together. We wouldn't have got this time.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for saying yes, you know. And I'd just like to encourage you guys, like, say yes to the things that are going to give you life.
Mm-hmm.
Say no to the things that are going to take it from you.
So good. Well, I really enjoyed this talk tonight. I hope that this blessed somebody and helped somebody, and we just can't wait for the next conversation.
Mm-hmm. Love you guys.